Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, vessels set sail to commence work on cut undersea cables, which resulted in serious internet disruptions. Bank of Ghana nears no counterfeit regime as 2024 records only 7 unfit currency notes out of millions in circulation. And on our business journal, we put a focus on women-led businesses as a new report reveals 92% of women-led businesses in Ghana have never exported. Details coming up. Thanks for being with us. My name is Daryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. Subsea London providers have set sail to commence work on cut cables, which resulted in serious internet disruptions in Ghana. The vessels are moving to the locations identified for physical assessment and restoration of services. The providers had earlier indicated it could take at least 5 weeks to fully restore subsea cable services. Engineer Dr. Ken Ashigwe is chief executive of the Ghana Telecom Chamber.
I am just waiting for the first divers to get down there, or for them, the ships, to get there and be able to see what has actually happened.
So, engineer, have you been able to establish, based on preliminary data, what was the cause of this problem?
So what has been done is that remotely, the root cause that they are beginning to think about is some geological movement that might have happened. But the extent of this geological movement that would be able to impact a width of a total of 160 kilometers is an interesting thing that we would want to see. And the depth at which this thing is happening, about 3 kilometers, it will be difficult for you to say that this was something other than an act of war. And again, that's why I say I'm waiting to see what the first divers, or when the ship gets there, what they will be able to see when they look down. I'm sure that whatever it is that might have taken all these four cables down, if it had happened on land, by now the number of casualties we'll be calling will be massive.
Engineer Dr. Ken Ashigwe, Chief Executive of the Ghana Telecoms Chamber, speaking on PM Express Business Edition. Catch a repeat of that conversation this morning at 11. The Bank of Ghana says it is close to no counterfeit regime as it records only 7 unfit currency notes out of millions in circulation. Head of Currency Management Dominic Owusu indicated that the central bank has put in place strict measures to monitor currency circulation. He however urged the public to desist from mishandling banknotes.
It must get to a level of about 100 pieces per million banknotes. So we say 100 per mil. In Ghana, we are far below that level. So counterfeit is not a problem in Ghana. We are now somewhere around 7 banknotes per million. And that is far below. We are one of the few countries where counterfeit at this level. And if you look at the graph and you look at the trend, you see that counterfeits, it's almost tapering to level zero.
Dominic Owusu is head of currency management at the Bank of Ghana. Now, the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Dr. Abner Mwai, is urging the country to take possession and ownership of its natural resources. According to her, this will enable the country to develop. Dr. Mwai was speaking at the 2024 edition of the Minerals Income Investment Fund speaker series at the University of Mines and Technology, TAQA.
Why do so many of our young men feel so hopeless that their only way out is to risk their lives? And they know they are risking them. And all of ours, by embarking on illegal and dangerous mining activities that pollute our lands and water bodies. I ask, why have we dug and shipped out our resources for hundreds of years with no value addition? Why does the average Ghanaian feel so far removed from our most important economic sector?
You had Dr. Abner Mwai, who is MD of the Ghana Stock Exchange. Telecoms giant MTN is set to pay more than 2 billion Ghana cedis as final dividend to shareholders on April 12, 2024. However, this will be dependent on securing shareholders' approval at its annual general meeting today. This will bring the total amount of dividend that shareholders have received at next month to 3 billion Ghana cedis. MTN in September last year paid an interim dividend of more than 600 million Ghana cedis. The telecoms giant made a profit after tax of almost 4 billion Ghana cedis and has a policy of paying out 70% of that. Daniel Opongna is general manager treasury at MTN and has been talking about how this meeting is going to go about.
We have sent tokens to all shareholders through SMS and through their mailing addresses that they have provided in the shareholders register, and we request shareholders to have those tokens readily to be able to participate in the decision-making process at the AGM.
You had Daniel Opongna, General Manager, Treasury, MTN Ghana. Now, the British Council has reiterated its commitment to drive digital literacy and improve factual literacy skills among the youth. Speaking at the Skills for Success event organized by Wikipedia Foundation or Wikimedia Foundation British Council, Foluke Fadari, Senior Monitoring and Evaluation Advisor at the British Council, explained that the program will equip the youth with digital skills for the jobs of the future by providing training for lecturers of the College of Education and student teachers.
Long term is we want to see that young people have the skills embedded in them when it comes to factual writing and media and information literacy. It's almost second nature, and that it opens up access doors for them to work maybe in journalism, in areas where you need the skills to get better jobs, and they are strongly digitally oriented. And we believe that once we have this, it will influence the systems around them. So the work systems, their own personal life systems, their economic opportunities, because they have stronger skills.
Foluke Fadari is Senior Evaluation Advisor for Sub-Saharan Africa at the British Council. Now, the Ghana Investment Fund for Electronic Communication, GIFEC, has assured of reviving its operations to get all rural areas connected with data services. According to Chief Executive Prince Sefa, the initiative had a few challenges, but the road is now clear to get the project back on track. He spoke to journalists after inspecting a training for beneficiaries of the Introduction to Computer Basics for the Visually Impaired in the Central Region.
Still shows, as I said, that there's still going to be quite a few communities that are going to be needing interconnectivity. So we'll continue to work. But those who haven't been connected, it had been some bottlenecks that we had. Now those bottlenecks have been worked on, and sometime over the next few weeks, we expect to be fully back on track in the field, interconnecting all these people so that the teachers can go and stay at post, the nurses, the doctors, and so on and so forth.
Prince Afadha, Chief Executive of GIFEC, we're turning to our business journal today, and 92% of women-led businesses in Ghana have never exported. According to a report by the Oxford Africa Women Leadership, the report also indicated that 44% of women-led SMEs are struggling due to the current economic challenges. James Eshen has more.
Women are being the backbone of the Ghanaian economy, contributing significantly to economic growth and development. The World Bank in 2023 estimates that 44% of MSMEs in Ghana are women-owned. Immense opportunities continue to emerge in the global digital economy, and it's important that women leverage relevant digital tools and platforms such as e-commerce to help them thrive and grow their micro, small, and medium-sized entrepreneurial businesses. Regardless of the African Continental Free Trade Area and other governmental agency support, most women-led businesses in Ghana still struggle.
Well, I'm in the process of trying to export to other parts of the world. Hey, I had that plan last year, 2023, but I couldn't achieve that goal. So this year, in fact, today, I filled the form to start the process today. So I'm hoping that by end of this year, I'll be able to send out my products outside.
When, you know, some of the countries don't have direct flights, and you know, yogurt has to be always cool in the fridge. So countries who don't have direct flights, we end up with, you can't preserve it, so it gets there. But we have ice cream powder and the rest. Those ones, we can export it without any challenges with it, yes.
The Ghana Exim Bank said it has intensified efforts geared toward building the capacity of small and medium-scale enterprises to scale up and meet export standards through workshops and exhibitions.
What we've done so far, as you've seen, is to give confidence and assurance to the Ghanaian public and the SMEs in general who are into exports to build their capacities in terms of processing, quality processing, and also to learn the trade of how to be export ready and prepare themselves for FDA certification and register with GEPA.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Finance has indicated that it is engaging more stakeholders to support small and medium enterprises value chain players to aid in bridging the growing gap in financing.
No, the Minister